Saturday, June 13th, 4:03 a.m. Ah, boy. Okay, still looking at the painting. I guess I could call this the big painting. It's actually one of the bigger ones, but I have made bigger paintings that I've thrown away already. And, but this one, it's pretty good size. Okay. So the big painting, as I look at it, I'd like to paint, but that's not in the plans for today. Okay. Well, made it down to the hardware store, the mega hardware store or whatever they are, and I actually went to Lowe's and Home Depot's looking for what I wanted, and you can always criticize something about something about any, well, you can always criticize about some store somewhere, you know, that's again, I don't really want to come off sounding whiny. But, just deal with people truthfully, you know? And, another thing is that, at the stores themselves, you can see that there's supply chain. There is supply chain shortage, I would say. You know, because all the stores in my area be short of this one particular item that I was looking for? And it's some lumber, and they had some all the little stuff that nobody else wanted. And so they're not keeping their stocks up for whatever reason, I don't know, but I could have bought from them, but I didn't. Anyway, so I got to another store. And they didn't have it either. So I said, but they did have the right length but twice as wide. So I can just cut those down to what I need, and I'll have everything I need. Oh, it actually kind of works out, so. I don't know if I saved any money in the process. I should have saved money, right? You pay by the board foot, but certain type of board foot don't cost that much. So a lot of thinking involved, and don't really want to deal with that. I just want to paint sometimes. Okay, so what's today? Oh yeah, Saturday. Well, no walking today. I usually take Saturday and Sunday off and walk Monday through Friday. So no exercise, but it is a water day out in the garden. I'm actually harvesting some squash today. I looked at it and said, boy, where'd those come from? Anyway, pretty good for growing from seed. Anyway, yeah, the stores are trying to get some good squash too. Oh boy. What I will do on the weekends is stretch. Otherwise, get all tight. Start not being able to be as agile as you usually are, as it used to be. Oh. Okay. Well, looking at my studio space, which is actually my garage and my house, it's comfortable enough for me. There's lots of storage in here too. Got a lot of the pet food storage, which I'm okay with. I'd like to organize it a better way though. And my weight training area. Okay, there's the weight training area. And the painting area, which also doubles as the lumber mill and the construction zone. And way over in the corner in the back, there's the sound system. So I get to listen to my music as I paint. And sometimes when I'm talking, the guy next door has his stereo going pretty loud. So sometimes we've got to listen to him as I'm talking. But okay. I don't know. Looking at the news, seems like things are calming down. People are trying to get back to normal. What's normal? Yeah, well, there's a normal for sure, and we ain't there. Oh, I don't know. If the Chinese really did this, what they're accused of doing, man, I'm really pissed at them. Why unleash this on everybody? See? And that's just... That's just people trying to make a decision that shouldn't be making any decisions. And so sometimes you're in that position where you got to make a decision about something, but it's not really your decision. I'm going to sit down in front of my painting again. Oh, boy. I know you don't want to hear me stretch, so, but I do have to stretch this morning. On my paintings, what I like to do is kind of like make it like a little journal. You know, we need some ideas to motivate you to paint certain things. So. You look for ideas that I guess are, what, entertaining or something? At least mean something to somebody. Geez, a long time ago, over a decade now. yeah, it's over a decade, or at least a decade. That, no, yeah, I was still working, so that was a long time ago. Definitely about 15 years ago. 15 years ago, yeah. And somewhere in that time frame. Anyway, so, you know, driving around my neighborhood, there was a lost cat sign. And they used a picture, a photograph of the cat. And I said, man, that'd make a good painting. You know, that's really interesting. So I was a little obsessed with that for a while, and I had this little canvas board, and I started painting on it using, well, actually my wife knew the person, and I was handed a bunch of those little lost cat signs, and well, to make, as far as the lost cat's concerned, yeah, they never found her. So anyway, so the wife had one, and so I used that as my little, you know, idea. But it wasn't my idea, it was whoever took that picture's idea. And so it was the owner who took that picture, that, as far as I know. Anyway, it's a cute little painting. I wish I'd taken a picture of it myself, but I don't have a copy of that. So I ended up giving it to her, and Oh, well, I didn't give it to her. I told my wife to give it to her. We got it framed, real nice and everything. And I said, hey, just give it to her and see what she thinks. And she was appreciative of it, My wife said she started crying. And I'm not, and the reason why I kind of chuckle at that is because, okay, yeah, it's, I could see why it would make you cry, I had fun painting it. And, but anyway, she says she has it, and I see her on the street now and then, and she thanked me for it back then. But I always see her now and then. She's a nice lady. Okay. So if you relate your painting to your life, which I don't see how you can't do if you're putting ideas down on a surface, these things got to play on you. So yeah. So sometimes, my personal life, is in the forefront of my mind, and I want to express something about it at least, or at least deal with it in some way in my paintings. I do that, but I like to use those little symbolic ways so that you don't really know what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about it anyway. So that's what painting should be in a way, I guess, for me, my rule. Makes it interesting. Kind of, like I said, it motivates you to continue with this endeavor. Let's see. Let's get this thing going on. Let's see. Yeah. 4:15. Still early. Okay. as far as this painting's concerned, I have. My wife comes in here every now and then, and we'll talk about my paintings. And she's helpful. Yeah, so sometimes she'll look at something and say, eh, "What's this?" Well, I guess that is kind of stupid. So I'll change something in a painting. But. This particular painting that I'm working on, the big painting, she comes over and says, "This I don't understand. How come it's like this on this object here that she's talking about? How come this object doesn't look? It's not painted the same way the other area is." So I said, okay, so do I need to change something about that? Because that's pretty much the idea, I think. So then I'm realizing, oh yeah, she doesn't see where I'm going with this at this point. So yeah, and I understand, when you do these paintings, somebody will come in and say something. It'll kind of like throw you off a little because you don't really want to go that way because that wasn't your idea. You were just having fun just going a certain way. And it was somewhat working. You knew you were away from it, but from the ending, from finishing it, then you keep throwing little impediments into finishing it so you can keep working on it. Yeah, I'd like to finish these panels up and start painting again. I don't know if I'd start that. Okay. Oh, boy, I gotta stand up for a bit. Ooh. Okay. Looking at these panels. Ugh. It should be good. Oh. Yeah, painting big is okay. It's fun, but sometimes it's just not practical. I have limited storage, so I was wondering, can I get that back in the storage area through the house? I could get it out of here. I hope I don't have to start storing stuff in here. Anyway. Okay. What else? There we go. Okay, so I'm back. So it's June 13th, and it's chilly outside. It actually had we actually had a thunderstorm th roll through yesterday afternoon, and just not used to that. Let's see, what's I'm gonna do to my yard? It's easy to spot my yard on the street. It's the house with the native landscaping, as one of my neighbors up the street politely stated. Yeah, he was up there trying to sell his house for $1 million, and my word I got is that he didn't get it, but it was a nice house. I think if you spent $1 million, you'd want to be someplace else different. You know, it was a nice house though. He really did a nice job on it. It was detailed, just nice, just beautifully. It was his parents' house, and he was some kind of architect or something. So he did all these architectural things to the house. He had its own little vineyard in the back and garden area, which was nice, you know, nice garden area. Somebody, I hope somebody's really taking advantage of that because it was really nice. And anyway, so my house is the one with the native landscaping, and so at this point in the of the year, usually after the spring weeds have come up, I have a lot of flowers too, but yeah, there's mostly weeds out there. And anyway, so this time of year, it's usually just kind of like dirt out there, because you want to clean off, you know, all the dried weeds and stuff. And so when you do that, it's dirt. But what happened was, if those weeds had dried and matured and all that, they made seeds, because that's their job. And so when you collect all that stuff, or even if you like weed eat, you know, that little weed eating machine, I guess weed eat's a brand name, string trimmer machines. It just scatters seeds like crazy. And so you clean it all up and you got the dirt left. And you know who really appreciates all that? The birds. We've got all sorts of birds in my front yard. The biggest ones that usually come are the mourning doves. And 1 year there, we had a whole, jeez, a big flock of them coming through. And now the flock's not so big. I think it's, I maybe counted seven out there one morning. And so we'll see. Maybe the flock will get bigger later on. But yeah, they're kind of cool birds. When they fly away, they make a little squeaky sound. I don't know what, if it's their breathing. It's probably their breathing that's doing that, huh? If they're making a squeaky sound, can't be from their wings. Anyway, so okay, what time is it now? It's gotta be 4 something now. Oh, 5 o'clock. Okay. I guess that's it for today then.